Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Thank you very much, Kate. Now, next week, TDs are set to vote in the Dáil on the controversial issue of legalising assisted dying in restricted circumstances. An Oireachtas committee looked into this issue at length. The report was debated in the Dáil yesterday. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by Hugh O'Connell, who's political editor with the Sunday Times. Good morning, Hugh.
Morning, Claire.
So this has been a long-running and controversial issue. Will you bring us up to speed with how the debate went, firstly, yesterday?
Yeah, well, look, this is a committee, assisted dying committee, that was set up some time ago and held extensive hearings and took evidence and explored the issue of assisted dying over recent years. It published a report last March with 38 recommendations, and it basically recommended that if legislation were introduced in Ireland to provide for assisted dying, that it would do so for a person diagnosed with an illness or condition that was incurable and irreversible and would cause death within 6 months, with a provision that if it's a neurodegenerative condition, that there would be a 12-month time frame. It would also, there'd be other provisions around a doctor, having be able to conscientiously object. There would be adequate safeguards in place. This was a majority committee report. There was three members of the committee that dissented from this and said that the hearings had exposed that there was no way of protecting vulnerable people from potentially having issues in relation to assisted dying. This was launched by the committee chair, Michael Healy-Ray, the independent senator, Ronan Mullen, and the Fianna Fáil TD, Robert Troy, the former minister. So this report was debated in the Dáil yesterday, and a vote has been called on it, instigated by Gino Kenny, the People Before Profit TD, who's an advocate for assisted dying. And that vote will take place next Wednesday in the Dáil. It's an indicative vote, Claire. It's not binding in any way, shape or form. But really what it will, I suppose, show voters is where TDs individually stand on this issue. Fianna Fáil is allowing for a free vote, for example. And I suspect that Fine Gael may go down that road as well, and that other parties might also allow for a free vote on this issue. But the reality of this is that we are at a stage of the political cycle, which I know we'll talk about in a minute, that there's no prospect of this being legislated for this side of an election. And really, I don't think it's going to be high on the priority list of the next government. We see in the UK at the moment there has been legislation introduced in the House of Commons. And Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, is allowing a free vote in his party on this issue. They're quite a bit further down the road in respect of legislating for assisted dying. Okay. I think we're still some considerable time off doing that in this country.
As you said, Hugh, the vote next week, it may well draw people out. You know, voters will be able to see where their TDs stand on the issue. Mm-hmm. And it could, as you say, given where we are in the political life cycle, it could just put it on the agenda. Like, people may have to include this in their manifestos now.
I think they will. I mean, I think, you know, there was a statement issued this week by the Archbishop Eamon Martin on foot of both the debate in the Dáil, but also the debate that's happening in the UK at the moment, asking voters to contact their TDs and senators to ascertain their commitment to protecting end-of-life care, as he put it, and to seek inclusion in election manifestos for investment in enhanced palliative care and hospice provision. So there's every chance that this comes up during the election campaign. And certainly, as you say, I would expect that parties in their manifestos would be expected to deal with this in some shape or form as to what the next steps would be on foot of this committee. I mean, this committee had extensive hearings, sat for some considerable time, has really explored the issue. So I don't think it's tenable for any political party to be proposing to set up another committee, for example, to look at this in the next Dáil. I really do think it's something that they will have to they will have to contend with, that they will have to outline the next steps in their manifesto. And if they don't, I suspect they'll be asked about that during the course of the campaign as to why they haven't done that.
Well, let's do our election section now, Hugh, because we have this conversation all of the time. But look, there seemed to be a ramping up of getting legislation through, bit of momentum in the Dáil this week behind that. And then we had Micheál Martin saying, oh, they wouldn't object to an election before Christmas. So things really are moving at a pace now. It seems almost unstoppable that this thing is going to happen late November, early December.
Yeah, look, the drumbeat's growing louder. There's no doubt about that, Claire. You had the Taoiseach's comments this week, the legislation moving at a fair clip through the Dáil, the social welfare bill passed, the gambling bill, which had been knocking around for the best part of a decade, is now passed. And there's a raft of legislation due in the Dáil next week. So there is a sense that the government's trying to clear the decks. So the Dáil sits next week, and then it goes on midterm break for a week. And there's various theories flying around Leinster House as to whether we'll come back in early November. Now, the finance bill is still outstanding. really, that's the one to watch. That's the signal. If that, the timeline on that, which we know it's going into the Oireachtas Committee on November 5th, if that timeline is compressed, if there's an announcement in respect of that next week, that's the signal. That's the clearest signal that we're going to go, and we're going to go before Christmas. Most speculation in Leinster House at the moment is centering around November 29th. I think the government will want a very short campaign. But, you know, there's a possibility also of December 6th. And look, there's still a possibility the election could be next year, although there's very few people, if anyone in Leinster House, who expects that the government will go out to next year now. I think, you know, all signs are pointing towards an election before Christmas.
Finance Minister Jack Chambers was in Cork this morning. He was speaking to reporters, including our own Pascal Sheehy, and he said that he expects the finance bill to come before the Oireachtas on November 5th, and he doesn't expect it to come before the Dáil next week. That draws a line under that, does it not?
Yes, but I mean, you know, the three party leaders will meet on Monday night. You know, as I reported in the Sunday Times some weeks ago in advance of the budget, and in fact, you know, Simon Harris always said that he was going to have a chat with the two other coalition leaders about the timing of the election after the budget. That conversation hasn't happened yet, not that we know of anyway. But if it was to happen, I would expect it would happen in that forum, that the leaders' meeting that takes place every Monday night in advance of Cabinet the following day. So there could be a discussion around it on Monday, perhaps, but equally there may be no discussion of it. The Dáil will go through its business next week. Politicians will go on the midterm break. They'll be canvassing like mad. And then we come back in the following week and we continue the Dáil schedule as planned. But, you know, I think next week perhaps we might get a signal. We'll be clear. Each week that passes, we are closer to knowing when the election date will be. Unfortunately, Claire, I just don't know when it will be.
Well, that's fair enough. Nobody knows when it will be. And we won't know the details of that chat if it happens on Monday night. We know the meeting is happening, as it always does, between the government party leaders. But we're not going to know whether they discuss the election or not, will we?
Unless they tell us. Not. Unless they tell us, yeah. Well, I mean, look, I suppose we can kind of diligently sort of apply ourselves as reporters to finding out what happened at that meeting, but it's usually pretty tight. But I mean, I suspect, you know, when the coalition leaders, when the Taoiseach, for example, is ready to, has made his mind up, I guess, and is definitive about when he wants the election to be, because I'm not sure necessarily that he has decided in his own mind when exactly he wants the election to be. You know, which is an issue in and of itself, perhaps. But when it is decided, I think we'll know pretty quickly, and there won't be any hanging around. I don't think, for example, that there'll be a situation where they'll provide clarity on this next week and they'll say that the election's going to be on November 29th, because that's setting up a six-week campaign, effectively, which is not what the government wants. I think, as I said, you know, the intention would be for a short, sharp campaign of say, 3 weeks.
We'll talk about it again on The Gathering, I'm sure. But for now, Hugh O'Connell, political editor with the Sunday Times, thank you very much. Our own Maura Fay has visited Ireland's first nationwide baby bank. She'll join me next to tell me about the vital work that they're doing to help parents who are struggling with the costs of having a baby.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.